It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. There's plenty of public information about maternity wards in New York City, but most expectant parents don't know about it, much less how to get a hold of it. As part of our series, What Hospitals Deliver, WNYC's Fred Mogul offers tips on how to access data that may help you choose where to deliver your baby. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So this week we've been hearing about childbirth complications. The rates vary among hospitals in the city, sometimes by a lot. So how can expectant parents get a hold of all that information that's out there?
So at the moment, what's publicly available is pretty limited. It's kind of frightening in a way, because if you're going in for a heart procedure, for cancer care, you can get all kinds of information on the complication rates at your hospital. For childbirth, by far the single biggest reason anyone is admitted for a hospital inpatient procedure, there's almost no complication data.
So where does one start?
Well, let's start with New York. The state health department here does post a lot of information online. It takes a little digging to find it, to interpret it. You can Google New York hospital profiles. That'll get you to a portal, to an entryway. It's not so easy to use. You have to click on two different hospitals. I've spent a lot of time hacking this site. And once you click on any two, really, then you can get rates for those two, clearly, but all the hospitals in the state. And you can click on 10 different hospitals if you want. But once you've done that, you can compare all the hospitals in the state for literally dozens of rates.
Okay, Fred. So what should we focus on then?
The rate for primary cesarean section rate is a pretty good place to start. That limits it to not all the C-sections that a hospital does, but a subset, some of their lowest risk ones. And if they're taking a relatively low-risk group and doing this procedure an awful lot, that says something about the hospital's attitude towards the procedure and towards safety overall. There's other procedures such as episiotomy, epidurals, all kinds of things people can look at, and they can tailor it to what interests them. If you're a woman who really cares about having what some people call a natural childbirth, that with a minimum of anesthesia, a minimum of epidurals, you can click on different hospitals' rate of that. And again, you can look at the full panoply of the state. You can see the state average. And if your place where your first choice place is doing something at 70% and the state average is 40%, that could raise some red flags for you.
So the site doesn't sound too user-friendly.
Oh, no, it isn't. Mm-hmm. And the state health department has been promising me literally for years that they would make it more user-friendly, that they would take this vast array of data and put it in a way that mothers and families can use. But help is on the way. The New York State Health Foundation has given a grant to develop a tool that mothers and families can look up that has the most key information that they can use.
You've been discussing all about New York. What about New Jersey?
So New Jersey, in some regards, is ahead of New York. No thanks exactly to their state health department. They don't have the dozens of different data points that New York State puts out. On the other hand, what New Jersey does have is a powerhouse of an insurer, a sort of almost monopoly, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield. And that insurance monopoly has sort of twisted the arms a little bit of the hospitals in the state to dish over this information to a group called LeapFrog. It's a national hospital watchdog patient safety group, and leapfrog.org, which people can go look at, posts this online, relatively consumer-friendly way, and that has a fair amount of patient safety information. Again, not those complication rates. Those are further down the pike, but it has a lot of the basic things women need to know. Again, the C-sections, episiotomies, and things like that.
Okay, leapfrog.org, WNYC's Fred Mogul. Fred, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.
Our series, What Hospitals Deliver, is produced with support from the Center for Health Journalism at the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.